Radio School of the Bible. This program is a ministry of the Center for External Studies, part of the Moody Bible Institute located in Chicago. My name is Greg Wheatley, and this quarter we are studying God's Will for Your Life with our instructor, Dr. Bill Thrasher, Professor of Bible and Theology in Moody Bible Institute's Graduate School. Well, we've been talking about prayer in the life of the believer and how that relates to God's will, and that's where we pick up today, right, Dr. Thrasher?
Yes, we want to just reiterate on a point we were making last broadcast. Perhaps you weren't with us. If you weren't, I'll try to say this. This is a principle that's been a tremendous help to me in regard to prayer, and that is this, not original with me, but a pastor on the West Coast was leading a number of people to Christ from a variety of different backgrounds. As they came to Christ, they, like you, still had temptation. They sometimes were tempted to go back in some of those wrong choices. And here's what he told them. Now, you can apply what he told them to any persistent temptation in your life, and all of us have persistent temptations. Here's what he said. He said, I want you to think ahead of time of a prayer that you will pray every time you're tempted. And if it's truly Satan throwing a fiery dart at you, He will lessen the intensity of when you're responding by every time he throws that fiery dart by praying a prayer that would damage his kingdom if God were to answer that prayer. You know, there are times I've been in sort of agreement with another believer, Greg, of just saying that, you know, every time I'm tempted, I'll pray for you. Every time you're tempted, you pray for me.
Hmm.
There's something incredibly therapeutic. That's not the only way to deal with temptation, but there's something incredibly therapeutic about getting the attention off yourself. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can fight temptation in your own strength and begin more wrapped up in the temptation.
Yeah.
So I find that to be a tremendous help. There's no better way, in a sense, for a father to be reminded to pray for his family than when he's tempted, or to get his children to pray for him when they're tempted. That's an agreement we've tried to work out in our own little family. But that's simple, and it's not complicated. It took me a little while to work that out in my own life, but I don't know what I would do with that. It's like taking those moments of weakness and turning those into special opportunities. I know that that I think God allows us to be tempted because it allows us to feel with people, to have compassion for people. I know for me to pray for people I wouldn't pray for. You know, we can pray from a spirit of pride as if almost prayed down at people, as if we've got together and, Lord, whip these people into motion. But that's not prayer, you know, that's the way we would operate it. But God says, no, prayer, in the words of John Calvin, is a discipline of our weakness, where we pray not out of response of our strength, but out of response of our weakness. Well, talking to God and communicating with Him is very important in regard to knowing and discerning God's will. You know, God's will, for a person who wants to know it, they need to realize that God is eager to guide them. God is eager to guide them. And I'm going to share a few points, Lord willing, today and next broadcast of what I call eras to avoid. Eras to avoid. And I want to say I am indebted to a couple of lectures that I heard Dr. J.I. Packer give a number of years ago. He happened to give them here at Moody Bible Institute. We have a theological lectureship each year. This happened to be a year I was in charge of that. And Dr. J.I. Packer was his speaker. And he gave some of the best lectures I've ever heard in regard to God's will. And so some of these points grow out. Certainly he gave the seed thoughts in some of these in regard to what I'll be doing these next couple of broadcasts in regard to errors to avoid and then also some instructions to heed. And these are the some errors to avoid in regard to seeking God's will. One is an unwillingness to think ahead, was how he put it, an unwillingness to think ahead. I read a principle we get out of Deuteronomy 32, 28 and 29, God talking to the nation of Israel. It says, for they are a nation lacking in the counsel, and there is no understanding in them. Would that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would discern their future. You see, an unwillingness to think ahead. It's wise when we're making decisions to think of the long-term consequences of those decisions. Something on the spot may sound great, but, you know, we don't think of the long-term consequences. Now, I'm not saying think of the long-term consequences in a way that one is paralyzed from ever making a decision.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, that'd be another wrong extreme, but certainly to give deep consideration. In other words, let's just give an example. You know, if a person was considering marriage, you know, it may be that somebody that's, that they're fun, maybe they're attractive, but and there's nothing wrong with that. And but sometimes they may need to look deeper. Mm-hmm. You know, what's things going to be like, you know, 10 years from now, 15 mm-hmm. years from now? Mm-hmm. Does this person have a sense of responsibility? This person's going to look different 10 years from now, 15 yeah. years from now, 20 yeah. years from now. And so an unwillingness to think ahead is certainly an error to avoid in regard to seeking God's will. The an unwillingness to take advice. And they're willing to take advice. You know, sometimes when we can passionately want something so bad, it's there can be a subtle unwillingness to take advice that almost results in literally an inability to hear other people. Hmm. You know, when I'm not willing to hear, you really lose your ability to hear somebody. You can want something so bad, and there's nothing wrong with coming to God and saying, Lord, I want this. This is my preference. But it's always helpful. These are the words of George Mueller. He said, you know, seek to put your heart in neutral when you're seeking God's will. Hmm. Think of benefits if it didn't happen this way.
Yeah.
And and that's hard.
That is hard, and it brings up an interesting question, because I've heard that advice before, that mm-hmm. In coming to God with, a decision, you have an A-B decision, that one ought to be able to say, Lord, I just don't care either way. That's very hard. It almost sounds like we're not human anymore, because
yes.
we're going to have preferences. Maybe flesh that
yes,
out a little
yes.
bit for us.
Yeah, and I don't think he meant in a sense of not having a preference, because I think that could almost boil down to almost encouraging a person to be spiritually deceitful.
Mm-hmm.
You have a desire, and sometimes, quite frankly, when a person is totally yielded to the Lord, desire can be an indication that that may be God's will.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we also know, hopefully all have enough, have a long enough track record to know that some of our desires have been deceitful.
Yeah.
And they, I think it's just saying, envisioning the good that could come out of it if it didn't.
Yeah.
And the one thing that's helped me is just to come to the Lord saying, Lord, this is a strong preference. I desire this. But Lord, you're omniscient and I'm not. Lord, my desire is based upon the knowledge that I have. I say, Lord, if I had all the knowledge that you have, I might think entirely differently mm-hmm. about it. But from what I know, this is great. I can't think of anything yeah. better. But that's helped me trust yeah. the Lord.
That's okay. good. That's helpful.
So an unwillingness to take advice. You know, I remember there was a time I was looking to the Lord to do what to do in regard to pursuing some doctor work. And I was still single at the time, and I thought people were encouraging me to continue in school, and I did, and I wrote off a number of people that were very experts in regard to the field, and they gave me some helpful advices. But, you know, I was writing letters and getting letters back, but the Lord prompted me, you know, the person that knows you the best is your mother. Mm-hmm. My father was no longer living at that time. And so I wrote her a letter and said, you know, just tell me what you sort of visualized for me in regard to that. Mm-hmm. You know, the letter I got from her, it was more helpful than all the others. So, you know, I'd say when unwillingness to take advice, especially the advice of the people that know you the best, mm-hmm. Your parents, your pastor, that's very important. Now, sometimes even if you fear them telling you what you don't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my own parents, when I wanted to go right into the ministry right after college. And I went to a secular college, state university. I didn't want to get training. In my mind, it seemed like the more people knew about the Bible, the less excited they were about it. So whatever they had, I didn't want. And so, but, you know, my parents, they said, yeah, I think you should, you know, and that wasn't all my desire at first, you know, but older, wiser men confirmed that, yeah, and I'm so grateful, you know, for that now. So sometimes what they may tell you may not be something you initially want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And even sometimes since they don't have the frame of reference that I have or whatever, it's important to explain your convictions to them without a spirit of condemnation.
Hmm.
Because, you know, they do, from their perspective, they do want your best. And to try to find underneath sometime what, in a sense, their advice is. But an unwillingness to take advice certainly is going to hinder one in pursuing God's will. You know, another error to avoid is an unwillingness to suspect oneself. Now, here's what I mean by that, is that not every strong urge is a prompting from God. There, scripture would say, search me, O God, know my heart. See if there be any hurtful way in me. Lead me in the everlasting way. Scripture even tells me that I can be tempted to crave the wrong things, not just to desire them, but to crave them.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 10 says that's one of the ways that God's people in the past were tempted, and so I can be tempted that way. All of God's people will be tempted, quite frankly, to crave the wrong things. So I'm unwilling to suspect oneself. So, a strong urge, test it over time. Talk to people about it. It may indeed, in a sense, be of the Lord, but it may not be. So an unwillingness to suspect oneself can get one into trouble. Another is an unwillingness to discount personalities. In other words, if a person said, so-and-so told me this, so I know it's God's will.
Mm.
Well, it may be, that certainly may be, need to be deeply considered, but just because someone said that doesn't automatically make it God's will. You know, there's a passage of Scripture in the last chapter of 1 Corinthians, and I've always admired this, where Paul says, "But concerning Apollos, our brother, I encouraged him greatly to come to you with the brethren, but it was not at all his desire to come now. But he will come when he has opportunity." I've always admired that man. You know,
interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, if the Apostle Paul came up to me and encouraged me greatly,
he'd probably go.
Yeah, I mean, you'd say, well, he's the Apostle Paul.
Yeah.
But an unwillingness to discount personalities. And so, in other words, just because a person says something, I think probably in our weakness, sometimes, hey, we'd like if we could just go to somebody and they could always just tell us what God's will is.
Yeah.
But, you know, that would greatly hinder our relationship with God. Certainly, even as our children grow older, we want them to listen to our advice, but we would want them to also have an independent relationship with the Lord, that when we're not there, we're not available, they're able to what to discern His will. And so I think that's true with God as well.
Very helpful advice and insight again today on Radio School of the Bible. Thanks, Dr. Thrasher. Well, more on God's will for your life when we get together next time in Radio School of the Bible.